Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So really quickly, before we open today, and we got a lot to cover, I just want to talk about some of these medical emergencies we get on the plane. I had a great trip to Israel. We're going to talk a little bit about it, and it's fascinating. It's fascinating being in another country. I've been there before, and how they look at America, good and bad. So I want to talk about that, because obviously their lens is a little different considering the media that they get and what's been going on here. So it'll be interesting. I'm going to talk to you about that. But probably one out of every 10 flights I take, there's a medical emergency on the plane. I think the overall statistics is one out of every 600 commercial flights has a medical issue on a plane. Just don't count on there always being a doctor, or a doctor who's sober, or even somebody who wants to help. I love helping, because that's why I went into medicine. But I got to tell you, when we flew back and there was a call overhead on the PA for a doctor on board, they have an issue and they need some assistance. When I hit the button saying I'm here and I started walking back with the flight crew, the looks that people gave me on the plane, it wasn't a look of hope. It wasn't a look of, you know, wow, thank you for being there to help. It was a look of, you better not flip and divert this plane. We got a Golden Knights game tonight. It was a look of, I'm going to get my butt kicked if I make this plane turn around because of whatever emergency is happening in the back. And so, I want to, as a physician, prevent medical emergencies. I don't want you on a plane having a heart attack or an unstable angina episode or delivering a baby or, you know, one of the reasons why we tell you not to fly third trimester is not only risks of abrupt placenta or blood clots, is because we don't want you going into labor on a plane. We're limited with what we have on a plane. So in this particular instance, I don't want to go into too much detail because of the patient privacy, but basically it was a cardiac issue. There wasn't a pulse oximeter. So, and usually I carry these things when I fly, but because I was flying overseas and I was already carrying maximum what I could carry, I didn't bring my usual CPR, life support, you know, Good Samaritan type stuff. So I didn't have a pulse ox on me. Well, we had to give the patient oxygen, and the plane didn't have a pulse oximeter. We had a stethoscope. We had oxygen, thank God. We had a very cool cardiac monitor where we could put probes on, get a reading, and then the reading would be sent to a doctor in Arizona. There's a medical crew on the ground, but it didn't convey. And they needed me to decide if we needed to turn the flight around, if we needed to just land at the nearest airport, or if we could go to our destination. And so luckily the patient seemed stable. As long as the paramedics was going to come on board, I was there. Flight crew was amazing, so we didn't have to necessarily divert the flight. But it's very, very scary for these individuals who are on a plane having a medical issue. We take for granted that if you do have chest pain or a dropped lung, pneumothorax, or any sort of incident blood clot, that you could just call 911 and you could get treatment right away. On a plane, we're limited. All crew knows first CPR and first aid, but there's not always a doctor on board. And so, and I also noticed that with a lot of these medical issues that I've dealt with over the years, many patients are unprepared. So the crew, well, great. They'll get their name. They'll get their last meal, their medication list. Many people don't have a full comprehensive medical list. They don't have the name and number of their doctor. They don't have their medical history handy. Of course, some of them are unconscious, so they can't convey that. So my recommendation to you all is if you do get on a plane and you do have a medical history, every time you get on a plane, have a plan. If you're flying with somebody, make sure they have your list of medications and your medical history already typed out, ready to go. This way, in this panic or the thick of things, they aren't forgetting issues. If you are, let's say, flying and panicking, make sure your medications are the first things you pack. Make sure you also have your medications on board. We might need to administer your medications that we don't have on the plane. Make sure you don't get sick. If you're overdue for a physical, if you haven't checked your heart, if there's a family history of heart disease, or you have diabetes, or you have a history of blood clots, always anticipate that that could be something that can happen on a plane. Now, some of you say, well, my plane flight is only 5 hours, or it's only 10 hours, so I have enough to make it. Always anticipate you're going to be in the plane longer. Anticipate there being delays. Anticipate you being stuck on the tarmac. Anticipate a longer amount of time. You can bring your medications on board. I hear that all the time. People say, I'm not allowed to bring my medications. Yes, you are. You can have your medications. Don't overdose on them. Make sure you have your timer or your little box to know what to take. But I'm blown away at how unprepared people are. And they think, well, there's usually a doctor on the plane. Not always. Not always. You know, and sometimes you do have a doctor, you know, but it could be a doctor of love. And doctors of love are fantastic doctors, but they're not necessarily somebody that can manage a medical emergency. So keep in mind that we might not have everything we need on a plane. I'm urging the FAA to have pulse oximeters because that really would have helped the other day. Keep in mind that if we do have to divert you, we might be diverting you to a foreign country where your insurance doesn't work, where you might be stuck in that foreign country for weeks. Try not to get sick on a plane. If you feel like you're going to have a medical event on a plane, don't fly. You don't want to be up in the air or overseas or in an area that's not your home if you think you're going to have a medical issue. Please, for the love of God, check in with your medical provider that you're going to be safe enough for a flight. Have everything ready to go. And in terms of those of you that don't have a medical issue and you're on a plane where there's a medical incident, for the love of God, don't be giving stink eye to the doctor. Okay? That doesn't help. Because if you make me mad, I will turn this plane around. You know I will. So just please go easy on the doctor so they can do what they need to do. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one thing we've been seeing in the news the past few years is how colon cancer is rising in young people. Now, I come from a family where we are smacked up one side the cheek and down the other with colon cancer, which is why I've had colonoscopies since my 30s. But most of the individuals in my family who get colon cancer are in their 60s. We haven't, fortunately, in our family, had colon cancer 40 and below. But we are starting to see more and more people with this. In fact, cases have doubled in the under 40s. Of colon cancer, and doctors are trying to wonder why. In fact, they think that colorectal cancer in young people can spike up to 124% by 2030. And there's a lot of different theories that are being investigated on this. One, of course, would be our poor diet. Two would be HPV infection and rectal anal exposure. Others are genetics. Others are viral. And so we're kind of, you know, stumbling on this. And this is unfortunately one of the more serious types of cancer that we have. And it's diagnosed oftentimes too late because many individuals blow it off. And so how many of you have ever had blood in your stool? Now, just because you have blood in your stool doesn't mean you have cancer. But blood in the stool could be a sign of cancer. And I'll have patients call in to telemedicine saying, yeah, I think I need more hemorrhoid medication. I'm like, oh, you have a hemorrhoid? I think I do. I've been bleeding. Has anybody looked at the area? Has anybody seen if there's a hemorrhoid? No, but I feel like something's there. All right, it could be a hemorrhoid, but it could also be a cancerous mass. And I'm a little nervous that one of the reasons why colon cancer cases are rising and becoming more severe is because we aren't having a very judicious physical exam being done on individuals when they do have a bleed. I was taught in training that the second anybody complains of them having blood in the stool, they get a colonoscopy. Now, I know that seems a little bit aggressive, but the reason why is we cannot reassure you that it's something benign. Now, some people will say, well, it's food poisoning. I ate something and it made me bleed. Could be. Sometimes E. coli can give you bloody diarrhea. But oftentimes, many of the patients are not reporting diarrhea. Now, some of them say, well, I was constipated. So maybe what happened is I tore. You could have. Again, these are plausible. But we always have to rule out the more serious reason first. So according to Dr. Christopher Liu, co-director of gastrointestinal medical oncology at the University of Colorado Medicine, says colorectal cancer will be the number one cause of cancer-related deaths in patients 20 to 49, which means our millennials and Gen Xs and Generation Zs may have colon cancer the number one cause of cancer death. This is a huge, huge spike. When I'm looking at the numbers, and we've been speaking about this on air for a while, this is startling. Cancers of the colon and rectum are currently the third most common type in the U.S. and the third leading cause of death in both men and women. Of course, lung cancer is still number one. But in younger individuals, this is concerning. Now, one cause of colon cancer is tobacco use. Well, we've been smoking less. But could there be a relationship to vaping? Why now? Why are colon cancer cases rising in younger individuals? Now, colon cancer cases have been rising for a while because, remember, population is growing. The American Cancer Society estimates 153,000 colorectal cancer cases will be detected this year, including 19,500 among those under 50. About 52,500 are expected to die from the disease. Now, in March, a report from the American Cancer Society said that the rate of colon cancer between those who are 50 to 54 is now nearly 60 per 100,000, which is up from 40 per 100,000. But 43% of diagnoses of colon cancer came in the 45 to 49-year-old age group. In 2023, a review found that the U.S. had an early-onset colorectal cancer rate of 12.4 per 100,000 people. Austria, 13.4. Norway, 10.5. Korea, 10.1. United Kingdom. So the trend is also seen in other countries. According to Dr. Liu, they looked at data from JAMA, Journal of American Medical Association Surgery, between 2010 and 2030. Oh, that said, based on data, even though we don't have data from 2030, colon cancer will have increased by 90% in people aged 20 to 34. Rectal cancer will have spiked by 124%. Alcohol, unhealthy diets, sedentary lifestyles. So one thing I also think is an issue is our sitting. We sit a lot. We also have a constipation epidemic. We started to get constipated with the lockdown. Because rather than many of you working and running around, you were sitting down on your computer. There could be an issue with us sitting. poor sleep. In terms of HPV, HPV, human papillomavirus, is a virus that can cause genital warts, can cause cervical cancer, could cause anal rectal cancer, penile cancer. We noticed that couples are more open to other sort of sexual practices. And we also are entertaining the fact that maybe that theory could be at play, where we have more exposure of the rectal lining to the HPV virus. Now, we have a vaccine, Gardasil, and many individuals get that vaccine if they're school age, but not everybody has had it. There's still a lot of Generation X's and millennials that haven't gotten it, and a lot of Gen Z's that don't want it because it's a three-shot series. A study published in April looked at how being born via C-section influenced the chance of developing early-onset colorectal cancer. Now, that's interesting. The researchers found that females born via C-section were more likely to develop colorectal cancer earlier in life than those born vaginally. No association among males. Now, another thing that I've been also concerned about is our antibiotic overuse. One study in the journal Gut, being reported by Daily Mail, said that prolonged antibiotic use increased risk of early onset colorectal cancer. But it was also associated with a lower risk of rectal cancer. So could there be an issue with our microbiome? Are we messing with some of the protective bacteria when we take so many antibiotics? There's also been reports that a fungus could be at play. Cladosporium species was more common in the tumors of young patients than in older individuals. They think maybe the Cladosporium fungus could affect DNA. So we're trying to figure this out. In the meantime, things you need to look out for is, one, any change in your bowel habits. If you're usually regular and then all of a sudden you get constipated, that needs to be checked out. If your stools are starting to change shape, where they look like a pencil instead of a sausage, that could be an issue. Any blood, any pain, any weight loss, any abdominal pain. These are things that need to get looked at. Many of us have it in the family, so we understand that genetics could be at play. But still, with genetics, that doesn't necessarily mean it has to speed up and affect you early on. If you find that you're sitting, don't sit all the time. Stand up. If you have a job where you are on your butt, either at work or remote, get up at the end of every hour, have an alarm where you get up for 5 minutes and walk around. Make sure you're pooping every day. Now, you don't necessarily have to every day. If what's normal for you is 2-3 times a week, fine. But if you used to go every day and now you're going to 2-3 times a week, you need to figure out why. Quit eating processed meat and processed foods. Get more vegetables in your diet. Get more fiber. Because these chemicals and these preservatives could be acting on the lining of your colon and rectum and causing changes. If you smoke, stop it. If you vape, try to get off vaping as quickly as possible. But make sure you don't go back to smoking. Cut back on your alcohol. And talk to a medical provider for regular screenings. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA News Update. It's very quiet this morning at two of the biggest ports in the USA. Daily workers have failed to show up at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. The ports and dock workers have been working on a new contract for several months. A grand jury led by the special counsel will reportedly be back in session this week, looking at more evidence in the case of classified documents found at the home of former President Trump. The White House says President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will make a couple of stops on Friday in North Carolina, among them Fort Liberty. The couple will meet with soldiers and their families and discuss the Joining Forces initiative at the former Fort Bragg. The latest sport to face the wrath of some people over its support for the LGBTQ community? Stock car racing. A tweet by NASCAR supporting the community has led others to start the hashtag Boycott NASCAR. Rich Johnson, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so when I was out of the country, I heard that the president had another fall. And when I saw the video, I got a little concerned because President Biden is of an age where his bones are probably pretty thin. I'm sure he has some level of osteoporosis, although I don't know if on his physical we got any report on how thin his bones could be. But it looks like he took a pretty bad tumble. And the falling off the bicycle, I wasn't as concerned about in the past because I've fallen off bicycles. I can skate better than I could ride a bike. So the falling off a bicycle, I'll blame the bike. But with him on stage, it was very concerning. And I think he was at a graduation ceremony for the U.S. Air Force in Colorado. And I think he was about to shake hands, and then there was a sandbag on the stage. And then I think, he said he got sandbagged because he fell over a sandbag. There shouldn't have been a sandbag there. There's my concern with this is as with anybody, whether you have a grandparent or a family member. Okay, we got to. Falls are some of the deadliest things that can happen to individuals. And he is our president. He is our commander-in-chief. He falls. What is his team doing about it? What's his medical team doing about it? Now, I get it. President Biden is on TV more often than the average senior. So I am sure that there are many individuals who say, my mom or father have fallen more than President Biden. If that's the case, for the love of God, please notify your medical provider or their medical provider. These falls can be deadly. And there are a lot of ways to minimize falling. And I'm not really sure what President Biden's crew is doing. Now, mind you, everybody says, well, President Biden shouldn't run again. He shouldn't run again. He's too old. He's too old. It's not that he's too old. There's been 80, 90-year-olds that are still sharp as a tack. Clint Eastwood is sharp as a tack. There have been presidents that have been in wheelchairs. President Biden doesn't have to walk to become our president. He has to be able to have the mentation that he needs. But he doesn't necessarily have to walk. FDR didn't walk. Woodrow Wilson didn't walk. Well, Woodrow Wilson had a stroke. They tried to keep that hidden. And I think his wife took over the presidency. So the walking isn't necessarily a prerequisite. But if he falls, hits his head, gets a brain bleed, because remember, he is on a blood thinner because he has atrial fibrillation, or he cracks a hip or breaks a hip, he's going to have a tough time being the president. And so what should his medical team be doing? Well, one is figuring out why he keeps falling. Now, with that stairway episode, when he was going up Air Force One, he's tripped a couple times, but one was a more serious fall. It looked like his leg was weak. It looked like he lost tone in the leg. And I know with President Biden's recent physical, there wasn't an MRI of the brain that was reported. Now, maybe he is getting scans of the head, but based on people wanting to know if he has any atrophy or any signs of dementia, I'm even more worried about just what does the MRI show in terms of stroke history. Or if he's had, multi-infarcts or things that could affect some of his motor as well as cognitive function. But with the going up and down Air Force One, my worry was the leg looked like it got weak, that the leg wasn't doing what it was supposed to do. And I wonder with this fall, if that happened as well. If he did trip over a sandbag, then somebody needs to get fired for putting a sandbag in the middle of a stage where the president is walking. But it's frustrating because, we have a human being, whether you want him to be our president or not, or you want Kamala Harris to take over, we have an individual who is struggling, and all these other countries are seeing it. It's not a good look for your president to fall. For any of you that ever watched Saturday Night Live after the Gerald Ford fall incident, they just never let him. In fact, that's probably one of the most remembered thing about Gerald Ford. Not that he was a football player, not what he did with his presidency, but that he fell. Right? Thing is, Gerald Ford was younger. I mean, Joe Biden being 80 years old, about to go on the campaign trail, I worry for his health. We aren't even talking about whether he needs to be our president or whether he's a good president or not. You have somebody who could be at risk. You never want to elect somebody whose job can put them at risk. And when you have somebody who's fall prone, you need to get occupational therapy involved, physical therapy involved, do a scan of his head, because you want to prevent the fall. Individuals could live a long life. But because people will ask, if you have somebody that's doing so well and they're 80 and 90, what ends up bringing them back to God? Or bringing them back to nature? It could be a stroke. Blood pressure starts to go out of control and spike. It could be an infection that consumes them. It could be cancer. But in a lot of patients' cases, it's a fall. We have Joe Biden about to enter another presidential campaign for another 4 years. and I worry about his health. They should be looking at his shoes. And there's certain shoes they could wear to make them less fall prone. They should obviously be paying attention to what's around him. They should be looking at floors. If he is going to be on a floor or on a ground setting that could be fall proof, then they need to have special matting. I know some of you are probably thinking, oh my God, how many accommodations do we have to do for a single man to get through the presidency? That's between he and his provider. But the guy's going to need some accommodations. We can't have a president that keeps falling. And God forbid he has a fall. And he cracks a hip. And or he sustains a skull fracture. Or gets a bleed. Or we are then going to be in a position where we have to recruit our vice president. And many people are not very happy about Kamala Harris being in that position. Already everyone is saying a vote for Biden means a vote for Kamala Harris. I just want people healthy and safe. And so when you have a family member that is fall prone, we got to check their hearing. We got to check their sight. We want to check their proprioception. You know, when you go up and down stairs, you anticipate the stair. That could be a loss of cognitive function in somebody who's aging or a loss of motor function. You need to be able to predict, you know, if there's going to be a step or a grade change. Now, mind you, I've fallen multiple times. Luckily, it hasn't been caught on TV, and I'm not, you know, running for president. So falls happen. But we can't let a fall happen to President Biden. He could die from it. And I don't know what his medical team is doing. You know, somebody could say, well, you know, there should always be somebody with them. Not entirely. That's not a good look. You know, he might need an assistive device. He might need a cane. We've seen presidents with canes. Didn't Teddy Roosevelt have a walking stick? Why not give him a walking stick? You know, are we trying to make President Biden look so spunky and youthful that we're not giving him the aids he needs? Maybe he needs an assistant. By the way, please stop videotaping him going up and down Air Force One. If they were able to get the cameras away from Hillary Clinton going up Air Force One, they could do the same for President Biden. But give him a walking stick. I mean, it's no surprise and it's no secret that he's older and he's having trouble with some of his motor skills. I just worry, again, this is as a doctor. This isn't as a Democrat, Republican, independent, nonpartisan. This isn't about politics. It's just you have somebody who's falling. And he should be given the same care as you would give your grandmother or your grandfather or somebody who had a stroke. And the more we kind of kitten glove this, the worse we could have a major catastrophe on our hands. Give the guy a cane. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date.
go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of the biggest industries that is starting to boom is the anti-theft industry. Trying to figure out how to protect one's store retail goods from theft. And the innovation in this is going to be moving along exponentially. Whether it's going to lead to more jobs or lead to job loss is yet to be determined. But we already have one store that has rolled out a quote-unquote anti-theft store. This is Walgreens, who has rolled out this store now in Chicago. where basically within the whole entire store, there are only two aisles of quote-unquote essentials that customers can go up to, grab, and then go to the checkout line. But everything else has to be ordered at the counter. This is a Chicago branch of Walgreens redesigned with just two aisles where you could come up and shop for yourselves. The rest has to be done via kiosk. This anti-theft store, is what people are calling it, is at 2 East Roosevelt in downtown Chicago. They will trust customers to not steal what's in the two aisles, but everything else has to be ordered and picked up. The store only took 2 weeks to construct, so they were able to convert the store to online, basically. And it's interesting because I was in Israel, and when you walk into a McDonald's or Burger King, because they do have fast food there, the other shops with shawarma where you go up to the person to order, you order it, and then they make it from scratch. But in terms of the fast food, you went to a kiosk, you put in your order, and then somebody in the back would make it. It could eliminate a lot of extra staff, because you're putting the order in through a computer and all they need now is somebody to just prepare the food. Eventually, they'll be using robots to prepare the food. And so it could limit people. These stores have been struggling with theft and they've been having things locked up and under lock and key, plastic and key, plexiglass and key. So when you walk into a store, you have to find an employee. Ask that employee to come over, unlock the cabinet for you, give you the product, or walk with the product up to the cashier. Have you ever bought jewelry? I'm not a big jewelry buyer. But what they do is they don't necessarily hand it to you, so you run out. They will walk it up to the counter and never let it in your hands for possession until you pay. And that's where stores are starting to move. Now, some people dislike the lack of trust. Some people feel that it's embarrassing. Some individuals can't stand kiosk ordering. And one thing I'm kind of concerned about is when you have to order the food from a kiosk and start hitting buttons, I'm a little lazy. When I'm hungry and I'm a little hypoglycemic and I need food and I have to sit there. Well, so and when I was in Israel, even though I could speak some Hebrew, I couldn't read and understand everything on the kiosk. And I couldn't find the button to switch it to English. So you know what? I walked away. Now, if I'm going to be ordering online, if it's retail, I might as well do it through Amazon. And so these companies are kind of putting themselves, you know, in front of the eight ball in terms of where they're going to move in terms of, you know, people enthusiastic about that sort of retail experience. But they have to do whatever they have to do to stop the stealing. Spokesperson for Walgreens told CWB Chicago that the company is testing a new experience at the store with new concepts, technologies, and practices to enhance the experiences of our customers and team members. They say it will continue to offer retail products and pharmacy services with just a new look and feel that focuses on shopping digitally for convenience. So they're not necessarily saying they're doing this for theft. That's not a good soundbite. They say they want to enhance the digital experience. People don't like to shop digitally. Inside the store, they say customers will find an area where they can pick up orders, a digital kiosk for placing an order, as well as an area to shop for essential items. Now, this move follows after Walgreens chief financial officer told investors on an earnings call earlier this year that executives may have overstated the effects of organized shoplifting. They said, maybe we cried too much last year. They said the company had probably mischaracterized how much theft took place in the chain stores and may have spent too much time introducing security measures. They actually closed 5 stores in San Francisco in October 2021, citing organized shoplifting. Now, where stores have to be careful with that, just like us medical offices, when medical offices have people who are disruptive, you know, threatened, violence, and I've had it in my practice. It's been, unfortunately, it took the lives of other physicians. That doesn't really get advertised a lot because people don't want the individual scared to come in. If somebody thinks that going to Walgreens is an absolute theftapalooza, people will think, I don't want to be around there because I don't want to get shot if somebody pulls out a gun. So these stores are going to be very careful about their verbiage when it comes to theft, when it comes to crime. If somebody thinks a store or chain is crime-ridden, they're not going to want to go there. They're not going to want to walk into a middle of a holdup or a shooting or a smash and grab. And a lot of individuals, you know, one of the things we're dealing with in this recession is a lack of enthusiasm for walking up to a store. So, you know, we do know that crime is up. We've seen videos after videos of this happening. We understand that many DAs are not prosecuting. We've had movie stars and celebrities saying, let the people steal, they're using it to feed their family, even though some of them are stealing things that are not food and are things that they could sell online. And now we have stores trying to figure out how to make it work, and they're becoming basic online kiosks. You kiosk in a warehouse. If that's the case, they don't need the square footage. You could be a simple little closet where somebody walks in, does the kiosk, you say thank you, have a seat, you go to the back, like an Amazon warehouse, pick up the product, give it to them, and go. In fact, in New York, that's how they do a lot of shopping, a lot of stores, where there's a drive-through. You say, I need some milk, I need some butter. They grab the milk and butter, you buy it, and you leave. Or somebody gets it for you. I mean, it could work. It's just, I don't see why people would need the square footage. And you know, people might as well just have it delivered. Why walk into a place where you have to sit around and wait for somebody to hand it to you? So it's interesting to see how these companies are evolving. Well, I want to see less crime. Less crime means prices will start going down. Right now, prices have to go up to compensate for security and compensate for all the extra sort of technology they need to do. But once we turn to stores where all you do is order online and somebody hands you the product, you might not need as much staff. And eventually, you'll have a robot get you the product. Or like a vending machine. When you want your candy bar, you hit the button, and then it drops your candy bar. Nobody can steal the candy bar. These things are hard to break into, and no humans are needed. So I think we're going to be moving towards a vending machine sort of. But I'm already seeing in airports and many places where you could have vending machine condoms or vending machine Tylenol, or vending machines are going to be the wave of the future. No humans, saving money, less theft. I don't know if that's good, though. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.